Hi, I'm Danica Johnson.
And I'm Chris LeConte.
And we're Champion Chat 360.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Champion Chat 360. I've got a puppy that's dive-bombing me right now and eating my arm. And Danica, a very pregnant Danica. Ow!
Ow! Oh, he just attacked you.
Anyway, how are you doing?
I am. You want me to go right into my update?
Yeah, sure. Let's do that.
I could do that. I don't even think I've, like, talked about it yet on social media, but I probably will. But I had an appointment yesterday, so every Thursday I'm still having my appointments. And baby girl is passing her tests, which are awesome. But yesterday during my ultrasound appointment, the ultrasound tech said, "Are you having a contraction right now?" And I was like, "Oh, no." Like, She's just pushing her hiney out and stretching. And he was like, "No, those are contractions." Mm-hmm. And I was like, "Oh, okay." And so he explained it more to me. And I am so grateful that he explained it. But I thought that, because I was getting like two bumps on either side of my belly, and I thought it was like her ass and her feet, mm-hmm. and she was just stretching. But it is not her pushing. It's my uterus contracting and squeezing everything in so that I see the outline of her.
Oh, so, nice.
Which is freaky as fuck, let me just tell you, because it's getting, like, more and more prominent. Mm-hmm. So I just see a baby, like an alien, which is mm-hmm. weird. So anyway, so during that, I was having contractions and or Braxton Hicks. And then I did the stress test for her, and they also hook me up to see, like, what my uterus is doing and any activity. Mm-hmm. And during a 2-minute time frame, I had 5 contractions, and she was like, "I'm just going to watch it and monitor it to make sure that baby's heart rate doesn't dip mm-hmm. during them." So it didn't. It stayed stable. And then she was like, "I'm going to recommend that you get checked." So last week, I got checked. My cervix was checked, and he was like, "You are as tight as a pinhole." And
that's what he said.
I was like, "I thought Matt did work on that." No. That was last week. This week, I am 50% of face, which just means that my cervix is thinning mm-hmm. and I'm not dilated at all. But baby's head shifted to center mm-hmm. low. Before it was more towards the left, but she's kind of getting ready to get into position. And yeah, so then they were like, kind of look out for them and make sure that you're feeling okay when you have them. So I had them all day long, like from 9 a.m. they started yesterday until 4 a.m. this morning.
Wow.
And I was up, like, because it actually, they were 3 minutes apart, but they kept on getting, like, I was, like, sweating. I thought my water broke because I had swamp ass, but.
You know, it's a little bit more than swamp ass.
Yeah, so I was like, what is this? I was just wet. But, yeah, they didn't stop until 4 a.m. this morning, and then I had, like, a little bit of time to rest, and then they've been happening all day today, so not as frequent, like, I'm having a little more of, like, a break in between, but no cramping, no bleeding, no secretions, like, nothing like that, like, no nausea, no, they're just uncomfortable, they're just tight. Just means, like, I think my body is getting ready. And the nurse actually said some women have irritable uterus. Mm-hmm. And so that just means, like, more Braxton Hicks or more contracting and getting ready. Mm-hmm. But I did call last night. That was my first time calling the doctors and not knowing if I should go in or not.
Yeah.
And that freaked me out, but they were 4 minutes apart and they kept on happening. So he just reassured me that if I was dilated, it'd be different. But just because I'm not dilated yet, to watch them, if they get worse in intensity, then to come in. But holy fuck, like, that kind of threw me for a loop. So she's giving me 2 to 3 more weeks. She was like, you probably got 2 to 3 more weeks.
I'm shocked that they didn't have you at least come in.
You know, I thought so too, because I was not expecting Braxton Hicks to happen all, like, I thought they came, like, sporadically, right, and, like, you wouldn't really be able to see a pattern, mm-hmm, and I was seeing a pattern, like, they were happening 4 to 5 minutes, they would happen, and the same thing would happen, like, I'd start to feel it, I'd see it, and then it would dissipate, and, yeah, he was like, watch it overnight. And then I got a little nervous, like, in the middle of the night because they were shorter. So it was every 2 to 3 minutes. Mm-hmm. And then finally, they just stopped, I think, at, like, 4. Either that or my body was like, we're tired. We ain't got time for this. But, yeah, I was surprised, too. But he said, no, just watch them overnight. Matt was trying so hard to keep me calm, and I was like, I don't think I'm ready. Like, I know I can't prepare for this, but I'm not ready for this.
That's true. I mean, yeah, exactly what you said. You could not be ready, but it's like, too bad.
Oh, well. But yeah, I think that, so I'm 30, about 34 and a half weeks, and the OB said, if you go today, this was yesterday, so she was like, if you went today, everything would be fine and you're safe and everything is okay to go. Mm-hmm. But that being said, let's like keep her in there for another couple weeks. And 36 weeks is kind of like where they feel a little bit more comfortable. Obviously, each week mm-hmm. you feel better that they're cooking a little bit longer. But her lung development is really good. So that reassured them, and obviously she has no weight problems, so she's a fucking beast.
Do you know what they're measuring at, right, what she's measuring at now?
No, they're doing measurements next week, mm-hmm. but when they did the ultrasound, he was like, again, like, he's shocked. He's like, whoa, this is a big baby. I'm like, oh, I know. He was like, I would say she's around 6 pounds, 6.5 pounds now, and yeah, good stuff. Crazy.
Oh, the joys.
The joys. Oh my goodness. And my clients today were like, how you feeling? I'm like, I just need to sit a little bit more. Like, the pressure is there and you just need to sit a little bit more, but they're like, I'm surprised you're here. I'm like, I'm not stopping. Like, what would I do? Mm-hmm. Like, I'd go home and I'd sit. Mm-hmm. Like, I still have my mouth. Like, I can still give you commands mm-hmm. and, like, correct your form and technique. And, like, nothing is really changing. It's just that I'm slowing down a little bit more and it's not comfortable to stand.
Right.
That's all. Yeah.
Yep. That's all. That's what I did. I just sat more often when it came closer to the end, so.
Right. Yeah. How is your little one?
Good. She went to the doctor's on Wednesday.
Okay.
And she is a month and five. Oh, sorry. She's 5 weeks. She's 5 weeks yesterday. And
oh, my God.
I know. And she's 8 pounds, 8 ounces. So she's up about 3 pounds gain in the month, a little bit more than a month. So that's good. She no longer fits in newborn clothes. That's kind of fun.
Yeah.
So she fits in, 0 to 3 months. So I would advise you probably not to keep a whole lot of newborn stuff.
Yeah.
Some of the clothes are actually kind of neat because they have like what the weight should be on it or on the tag or something. So
okay.
A lot of the newborn stuff is below 9 pounds, I think. So
okay.
But yeah, she's almost too long for newborns and they're a little tight. So we moved her up to 0 to 3 months, which is like 9 to 12 whatever pounds, because she's still really, she's long.
Yeah.
Her head's big, supposedly. There, she's measuring at a big head. They're like, we just want to make sure, we'll watch it, just make sure she doesn't have anything going on. I don't know if you guys had big heads. I'm like, oh, I don't. You can kind of, everything is small. And Mike, I don't think he has a big head, but he says he does, so. What, I mean, everything else is big on him, might as well. Like, that's probably makes sense, so.
Yeah.
And let's see, I started working. I guess I could talk about that.
Yeah.
I started working again. So I work 4 days a week, but 2 of the days aren't really work. It's just, it is work, but I take her with me. It's just to a client's house. So on Monday and Friday mornings, I take her with me to a client's house, and it's just for an hour. So it's simple, easy, and the client's awesome. She's all about the baby, so it's kind of neat. And then Tuesday, Thursday, I work about 4 hours or so. I was gone from, I left the house, so I left her at around 6:30.
Okay.
And got back home around 12:30, so 6 hours. The first day, like, leaving, I was a little like, oh my gosh. But, my belly, like a pit in my belly kind of thing.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I haven't been away from her for more than, like, an hour. And that's when they took too long giving her a bath and taking a test for her in the hospital.
Yeah.
And I actually went out to the nurse's station. I was like, where's my baby? They said it was going to be like 15 minutes or whatever. Anyway, that was a little rough, but it was fine, like, working. Once I got, like, to my client, I was fine, but just kind of leaving the house and just worried because Mike's a deep sleeper, too. I was like, he's not going to hear her cry. Like, she's going to cry.
Yeah.
But he got up, so it was good, and he had to deal with what he says is fussiness. And I can hear her now. She's kind of fussing because he can feed her bottle stuff now. But I think it's just different. She calms down a little faster with me, I think. But
yeah.
It's because I don't have to dethaw breast milk or anything. I just put it to my boob and whatever. Either change her, put her in my boob, or walk around with her. So I got any advice text from him. That was the only, like, help.
Aww.
She likes to be held more this week, and she's awake more this week. So those are kind of neat things that, you know, to watch her progression. So her weight's up, she's tracking with her eyes, she wants to be held more, like, around you, so she's not asleep as much. It's kind of neat.
Yeah. That is, and you, how do you feel as far as, like, your schedule with Mike, too? Is Mike back to work?
Yeah, he went back to work so I had her on Thursday. He went to work on Friday. we're slightly workaholics, I guess. He's actually in 7 years. It's either 5 or 7 years. He has never missed a day of work.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Holy crap.
Yeah, but he had a little vacation. He had scheduled a vacation when she was going to be born, so he was home for a little bit with her then. But with our schedules are great because they're split, as in Mike works nights, I work days. So it's good because a couple of times he's actually also stayed up to give her, well, he stays up anyway because it's his sleep schedule, but he stays up and gives her a bottle. So then I get to skip a feeding, so I get to sleep for like 4 or 5 hours straight.
Okay.
And I say straight with a quotation because I can still hear her crying, so I'm just laying there in bed. So that I don't go downstairs and, like, undermine his ability to parent.
Right.
So I was literally, like, laying there, like, just let it go, Christy. He'll figure it out. He can do it.
Yeah.
He can do it. So, but it's...
Oh, that's good that it helps me to figure out, like, where does dad fit in?
Yeah.
And how, like, I remember you telling us in the very beginning that he has, like, her one-on-one time, and it's, like, awake time, and it's daddy time, and that you have your time.
Mm-hmm.
And I told Matt, like, we're doing that right away. Because I think that's so important. I think that I recognize this from a coworker who just had a baby, but he said to me, because Matt kind of freaked a little bit. Well, not freaked, but it was the first time I've seen him nervous when he heard, oh, shit, like, things are really happening. So, this is real life. Uh-huh. I think in his mind and in his schedule, he was like, she's due December 19th. She'll have it December 19th.
Right.
So it was, like, done deal.
Right.
And then here, no, like, that's like a ballpark.
Right.
But my coworker said for 8 to 9 months, he sits on the sidelines and then coach calls him in all of a sudden.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's go time. Mm-hmm. And I can just picture Matt being like, I don't have a jock strap. Like, wait a minute. I don't know. Where's my jersey? Shit. But it's so true. And then it happens, like, then they have, like, this role that they play, right? Mm-hmm. The coach called them, but then coach put them back on the sideline. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, but didn't you see me? Like, I was a really good player, and I want to play still. I want to be on the team.
Yeah.
But that's so good that you're doing that and establishing kind of, like, no, he's got this. He can do this.
Yeah.
Because I can see a lot of moms wanting to just, like, because they know already what to do to shut them up, I guess, and not giving them the time for daddy to figure it out, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's hard, and it's hard I think it's hard on him, too. There was one day, like, I go to take a bath, which is what we're talking about with my me time, is that I go and shower, take a bath, like, that's my me time. And she had been fussy kind of that whole day, and I said, I'm not feeding her, she's not hungry. She's just being fussy, so she does not need to eat again. So we just need to either hold her or figure out how to, because I don't want to overfeed her or whatever. So, like,
right.
Literally it was like she was on my boob from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. And then literally, like, maybe 10 minutes in between wasn't. And then it was pretty much the same thing like that all day. And this was around noon, so I was tired. I had, like, had maybe 3 hours sleep altogether, and I just need to go in my shoulder hurts. I just need to soak in the tub for just a little bit. And I heard her start to cry when I was in the bathtub, and I was just like, and then he came upstairs, and he was just, like, almost, like, passed, like, gave me the big eyes and was, like, holding her and was, like, trying to, like, pass her off to me. I'm like, no, she's, no, we're not feeding her. He warmed up a bottle, though, but I was holding her when he was holding the bottle, and I put her in the football carry.
Yep.
And she went to sleep. So the football carry is really good if your child is colicky, they said, because it just helps with pressure on their belly.
Okay.
So there's some different holds you can try. We've been trying just moving her around, like, with Mike a lot. She likes to change positions.
Yeah.
So she does like going for car rides. That's one thing they say a lot, too. So she likes to move.
That's awesome. I think my sister just had a baby, and she figured out this hold, and I'm sure you probably have heard of it, but you crisscross their arms, and you hold their arms, and then, like, flip them up a little bit, like Superman position.
Yeah.
And it, like, calms them down immediately. Like, her baby was, like, once you, like, put them over, her baby starts crying, and then you flip them back, and she stopped. And I was like, what hold is this?
Yeah. It's actually it's on YouTube. There's a doctor that has a YouTube that shows it. It was on Facebook, too, I think. But, yeah, and that's the same idea as the football hold, because you hold them.
Okay.
And you but I let her arms go. But you'll know she starts falling asleep because she holds on real tight to my forearm, and then she has her belly on your arm, so that pressure.
Oh, okay.
So it's helping to relieve that pressure in their abdominals. So either they poop or, like, they have gas or that just kind of dissipates. You know, if you have, like, a stomach ache, you kind of rub your belly.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's the same idea, and that's what's happening, too, when you do that hold. But it's on YouTube. People want to see it, that hold that Danica's talking about. I don't know what it's called. It's a doctor that shows it, but he's, like, literally the baby's like, oh, okay.
Yeah,
I know.
That is awesome. How do you feel? So, like, so it's been, what did you say, 6 weeks?
5 weeks, yeah.
5 weeks?
Yeah.
And how are you feeling, like, energy-wise, body-wise, strength-wise, everything like that?
Good. So yesterday was my first workout, and that's in quotations too. I walked for 20 minutes on a treadmill,
Okay.
and it was at the same, like, just starting where I kind of left off. It was incline of 4 and then speed of 2, and just walking, nothing crazy. And then I taught my Silver Sneaker class, so
Oh.
that was my workout. Was for I was using 5 pound weights and 10 pound weights and a little band and marching in place.
That is perfect.
Yeah, I felt like I was like one of those posters that we all hate, like of females who are lifting like the little pink weights. I was like, all right, we're starting somewhere, yay! Not that I think I'm fine. I haven't been cleared by my doctor yet because I don't have my doctor appointment until 2 weeks or something, just because that's when they could get me in, but. So nothing's wrong that I know of. I feel fine. The vajay, like I said last time, is fine. Boobs are heavy. There will not be any running. There's barely fast walking because I'm just
Oh,
like,
yeah.
ow, 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 ow.
Wow. That is awesome. Does it feel like how it did when you first got pregnant? Or worse?
It's different. They're very, very
Different.
heavy. Yeah,
Yeah.
they're heavy. They're not like achy. They get achy if I need to pump, but like they're
Okay.
just freaking huge, and I'm just like, I had to go to the bathroom. And I walked fast for my client. I was like, ow, 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 so
That is too funny.
it's hilarious. So I actually today, yesterday, was the walking on the treadmill. I went for a nice walk with her the other day, and today I'm gonna go for another walk with her today. She really likes to be worn and walk, so like the baby wear. And walk. So just take her out for a walk outside. It's a little windy, so I don't know. I thought about maybe taking her to the mall because it's easy to
Yeah.
walk around there.
Yep.
But I feel pretty good, and I don't want to piss anyone off, but I think I'm just lucky that she's easy, or I think I said it last time. It's just a team. This is my advice. Just remember, it's a team sport,
Right.
and everyone's a rookie.
Right.
So along the lines of your analogy of pulling in like Matt for the assist, it's remember that every one of the players is a star athlete, but they're still learning how to play the position.
Yeah,
Because
that's a
it's
really good way to put
sports.
it.
We're all about sports.
We are. I mean,
So,
something, coach.
right. So I know that it's first off, when she cries, yes, it can get like sad or irritating or frustrating, or you feel like you have to do all like you have all these other things that you have to do, but the only thing you can do right now is hold her. And it's just you just got to remember that's the play right now. The play is this. And yes, I need to do this, but I'll do this later. Or I want to get sleep right now, but I can't. So
Right.
I've gone through a lot of Netflix.
Yeah.
With the cluster eating and stuff, they said 6 weeks is kind of the spot where my doctor said this last week that her fussiness will peak and then it will start to get a little easier, and then obviously teething will come in and stuff like that. But
Right.
just those who are listening that are either pregnant or have a newborn or whatever, just remember just to breathe. Just like with prep.
Just breathe.
Just breathe. Yeah, I think that's our updates. Do you want to kind of switch gears to show stuff?
Yeah, let's do that. So, I know there was a show. So, there's been a couple of shows that have been happening, but we talked about the show that, well, you posted about the New England, which is awesome. And then there's shows coming up this weekend. There's actually a few. So I was actually going to be judging for the Syracuse show, the OCB show. But after yesterday's appointment, I don't think that traveling 6 hours
Ha
away from my doctors is a good idea. So, and they told me that too. They were like, I don't think so.
Yeah.
But that show is happening. There's also another NPC show, correct?
Is it it's in 1 week from now? Is it the Miami one?
Oh no. Well, yeah, you're thinking of Nationals. Nationals is 1 week away. which is crazy. So, and that's a big one. So we interviewed Nate Spear, who will be making his way onto that national stage, which is awesome. So it's the nationals for NPC. And Andrew and Rachel are going to be there, and then they're going to stay for a little vacay, which is fantastic. But I think Miss Heather was going to do another show, an NPC show this weekend.
Yes, she's on her way there right now, actually.
Yeah, so which is awesome.
She's actually, by the time this comes out, it won't be a secret anymore, but she's actually thinking about doing figure at the show. As you, if you follow her Instagram, you might kind of get that idea. She's still deciding. She doesn't think she's lean enough, and I tell her she's crazy, but...
Oh, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Oh, that is really exciting, because I've always wanted to see her, how she kind of compares on stage with other figure girls in those poses. That's fantastic. And then, I can't believe it, but... World Championship is this weekend.
Yeah.
So I don't know what that is called anymore, but
it's called Worlds, I guess. The what was what was Yorin?
What was the Yorin Cup? And isn't it kind of weird? Well, not weird, but it's just crazy to think where we are at in our life and where I was 2 years ago, where you were a year ago, and like where we are now.
Yeah.
And yeah, I can't even think about, like, well, there's no way for me to be on stage right now, but it's just crazy what time does, and I'm excited for the show. There, it's actually a pretty big class, so
yeah.
Pro Bikini, I think there's, like, 22 or 23 people.
Yeah, I have a client in it, and she said there's about 20 people.
Yeah, I have a client in there, too, which I... didn't initially, she wasn't going to, but so they're recognizing a lot of different organizations too. So WNBF, IFPA, NGA, they're recognizing that pro status. What other ones are they recognizing?
Well, for the amateurs that fed to the IFPA, my client came from the NFF, which is in Texas.
Oh, wow.
And then there's always the NANBF, which is in the Midwest.
Yep.
And I don't know if there's other ones, but it's I was really excited to see how big the lineup was.
Me too.
And
yeah.
I felt bad because I didn't know a whole lot of the girls. I do know a couple of them. I've competed against Jolene, and we both competed against Misty, but those are the only girls I've competed against that I noticed off.
You've competed against Chandra.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yes, she was third at Your Urine, right?
Yep.
Yes, okay. I see. I was, at first I was like, do I know them? Okay. So, yeah, so there's at least 3 to 4 girls that we both know out of all this. So it'd be interesting. Do you have a prediction? I know it's kind of hard because you have a client in it, but.
I know. Well, I also saw that Anna DeLoyne.
That's my, yeah.
That's your client, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It will be interesting to see what they go for. I was talking to Andrew about this because so you and I have very similar physiques when we're on stage. And if they are being consistent, then you would think that, like, one would have a very similar physique, right?
Right.
But I don't know from that lineup, like, anybody that kind of does. Like, there's really, really lean women that are going to be on that stage. And also, to have the mix of so many different organizations that have different criteria, too. You know? So, I really don't know. Like, I was trying to tell my client. She was like, why are you feeding me more? And I was like, I think I want to fill you out a little bit more. Like, but I'm kind of not sure because right. I don't know where this, like, everything is up in the air.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. You can try to look at what they've been placing this year. That's one thing that you can do.
Yep.
But it's hard again, too. I mean, Misty is kind of what I would say is what they're going to go for, is what I think. That's my prediction. I mean, she's placed. She was
always placed.
It was either you or her the year that you won it. You had to do a pose off. So, and she was fifth at my show. So it's hard to say, like, she's not a favorite. And I don't want to say it like that, but I mean, like, a physique favorite. Like, they like her physique. And I think, I mean, she plays the NPC, so she's pretty lean, right?
Right.
Yeah. Not skinny. Not a skinny girl.
Yeah.
Defined. She's not a girl that is softer. She's not a softer girl.
Oh, and you know who else is in the lineup? Crap. You competed against her. She got second.
Oh, is she competing?
Yeah.
Yep, Kim?
Yes.
Huh. Is she? Right? She's not on the, sure. Is she on the list?
I thought she was.
Oh, I have the list. I have a list in front of me. I don't know if it's everyone, though.
Yeah, I thought that's who I saw up there. And so, again, she has done very well.
She was going to do the Florida show, but got canceled because of the hurricane.
Yes.
So she hasn't competed this year, so I don't know if they're going to let her, because that show was canceled, if she just gets automatically qualified, or is she, because she didn't compete at all, if she's qualified or not. So
she is on the list, though.
Is she? Oh. Yeah. Well, maybe that's
64.
Well, that's good. I only have up to 62, that's why.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, so, and then Chandra, I believe she won the Pro Bowl this year.
Yes, yeah, she did.
So, that, and usually you would look at, like, Gaspari.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a new person for the Gaspari.
Yeah, what is her name? Is her name, like, a Jen, or?
I don't know.
We're stuck at our, trying to know our people.
I know. Jessica Reed is another one that I've seen before.
Yeah, is she blonde? No, she plays at the one with Misty. She's not really blonde. It's kind of like a dirty blonde. She had a blue suit.
Yep.
She has a really good physique.
And for some reason, I thought that one of Warren's girls were going to be up there, but I didn't see her. Your posing girl.
Oh, Bianca?
Yeah.
I don't know if she's staying to just WNBF because it's closer around here. I don't know. She might be doing WNBF Worlds, which is...
Right after, right?
Right, next week.
Yeah. It should be interesting. I feel like this time around, when NPC, you can follow NPC shows and you kind of know who's going to be at, like, a national level, so to say. Yeah. Like, there's always people that come out of the woodworks. But with this time around, like, if I didn't know Julie, my client Julie,
mm-hmm.
I would have never, like, I don't know her. I've never seen her, like, as an IFPA pro. I don't know her. I don't see her. I don't compete against her. So, and she's an NGA pro.
Mm-hmm. Like, she is ridiculously lean. She's like, I was like, damn, girl.
That's why I was like, yeah. I'm feeding you.
Yeah. She looks great. She looks amazing. And she just won. Did she win a pro card or a pro show?
She just won her pro card.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, she looks great. I think she looks great. And that's I understand what you're saying. Like, where is it going to go? Is it going to go that really lean, like your client is? Or is it going to be, like, that in-between, which is what I would say we are? Or is it going to be more of that fuller look?
Like Kimberly.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
That is a good question.
Right. I cannot wait to find out. She's on her way now, and I've, like, asked her how she's feeling, and she's actually filled out a little bit more, and in good places. Like, her hamstrings are still there. Her She has crazy, like, upper body anyway, so...
Yeah.
But I told her, like, don't go in with any expectations because you never know. Like, I've been teaching girls, like, this, like, all of the poses because we don't even know all the poses. Like, right. Or what's going to be told. And, yeah, I really wish that I know that in the future we're going to have someone on to discuss, like, what's kind of happening with everything. But this is the first time that it's, like, such a clusterfuck that you're like, meh.
Yep.
Whoever's on there.
Yep. Good luck.
Good luck.
So I'll give a little insight as much as I can on that. We are working on getting somebody on to talk about the division that's happened in our league of the IFPA, OCB. But for legal reasons, they are not able to talk about it. So we are waiting and waiting. We're chomping at the bit, though. Like, we were close. We were so close on Tuesday.
We were so close. Like, hours.
And then the lawyer came in and shut it down. So yeah. We're like, no. Yeah, so there's some things working out in that. And it's not my place to talk about them, so I won't talk about them on this.
Yeah.
So we will hear from that hopefully soon. So that's just fingers crossed. But that's interesting. So kind of on the opposite side. So Anna.
Yeah.
She is a new pro. So I don't know how Julie feels, but she was so scared to do this, and she kept saying to me, I don't know. I'm so scared. I'm like, why? She's like, it's just because it's the best of the best. And I'm like, and that's what you are. You're the best of the best. And she's really intimidated going in.
Yeah. But Julie felt the same way. She was like, I don't even know if I shouldn't do this.
Right,
I
exactly. I'm like,
and I was like, no, you're going to do it and you're going to be fine. And she was like, yeah, I'm not ready. I need a warm up. And I was like, you're good. Mm-hmm. You are good to go. Like, there's no warming up. You got this. And how are you ever going to know if you don't try?
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, my God. Last night I posed with her a little bit. She's like, it just hit me. I'm going to Worlds. And I was like, you are. You're going to be fine.
Oh, that's cute. So I think this is right? Both of our first pro shows as a pro was the first bikini you were in, wasn't it? Was that
yeah?
Yeah. So that was both our first pro shows too.
Yeah.
That's funny.
That is, and I don't think I wrapped my head around like what was happening, mm-hmm. but because I was like, it's a show. Mm-hmm. I have my pro card. Like, I qualify for this. So if I qualify and they say that I'm good, then I should be able to do this.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't nervous like them. I was nervous, like, joking, like, saying, like, oh, I'm stepping up with this, with the, you know, the college instead of the high schoolers.
Right, right.
But I didn't think and maybe this is my own kind of ego, but I didn't think I wasn't good enough.
Yes.
Like, yeah. As in to get on. There's a difference between self-doubt every once in a while, and then I was actually thinking about this in the car today, too. I was like, I don't think I've ever felt like I wasn't ready to do a show.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people do that, and I don't know why I don't. I don't know if it's just because I don't give myself that wiggle room. I'm kind of like, you've got a show planned. You're not backing out. You said you're going to do it. Get your shit together. And,
right.
And then some people might be like, oh, I don't know. You know, people who are not on that level yet either that are wanting to do show, and then they back out and want to do show and back out. I'm like, there's no in between for me. That's one of my bad things about me is I'm like, either you're doing it or not. But yeah, it's interesting.
Either I'm going to have the time and coach you for it, or you're not going to do it.
Right, but
I feel the same way.
As an athlete.
What'd you say?
Even as an athlete, though, I wouldn't, like, I don't know why people are like, and I know life happens. I get that. But I don't know why people are like, oh, well, I didn't do my plan this week. I'm like, well, that's then what, why are you wasting your own time? Like, yes, my right. time, but yours is like, honestly, get your shit together, do your stuff, do whatever. But that's where that's where the velvet hammer comes in. I'm like, nope, there's no.
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 Yeah. Are you getting more people signing up? Because for some reason, it never, like, like, I always am surprised by this, but when shows end, I forget that, like, prep begins for spring.
Yeah.
So, and I forget that there's really not a big break. Like, people are going to start their inquiries about coaching for spring shows. Mm-hmm. So, are you getting a lot of people asking and yeah. talking about spring shows?
Yeah, and that's what kind of this came up, too. I'm like, this person already gave up. it's like you just started this month, like, well,
yeah,
you know, first month, and I'm like, you have like, you know, 30 weeks or whatever, it was 26 weeks or whatever it was, I'm like, and you're giving up on week like four, not even. Yes, but yeah, on a positive note, yes, there are people who are getting excited for it, so I know we can kind of go back into our archives of talking, but that's a good point. It's the holiday season, which is when we actually started this, but it's a good time to start really putting your X, Y's, and Z's together for a show.
Right. Exactly. And not, you know, I think that we talked about, like, how do you survive the holidays if, like, you're on prep and stuff like that. That has been coming up, too, where people have said to me bluntly, like, oh, but Thanksgiving's coming up, and then Christmas, and then I have to go out for New Year's, so can we start after?
Yeah.
And I've been like, do you really want this, or?
Right.
Because if you do, those days, yes, they're really important, but like I have said before, you're there to celebrate with, like, family and friends and, like, the company and making memories, and guess what? Like, I can make you a turkey any day of the week.
Right. And, well, turkey's just like chicken. It's probably going to be the same macros. You just
gotta be,
weigh it out.
Yeah, you just got to weigh it out.
And for some people, I'm like, no, get ahead of the game. Let's get a little strict this week. The next, like, right. 2 weeks. Well, now it's a little bit too close by the time this airs. But let's get a little bit hardcore between Thanksgiving and Christmas. That gives you a wiggle room on Christmas, let's say, with your family.
Right.
And then, you know, don't be an asshole on New Year's because it's just another day. But
right, I know.
But we're old pregnant or moms now, so we're not cool as cool anymore.
We're not cool as cool. I know. It's not okay. I tried so hard to look at, I was like doing a posing class and I was like, fuck, like there's God, you girls are sexy.
Yeah, right.
I am not. I'm not bringing sexy back right now. It's just not happening.
I'm just bringing a whole lot back.
There's a whole lot. There's so much baby. I had one of my girls win their pro masters.
Oh, awesome.
I'm so proud of her. She's absolutely stunning. She's 40 years old. She will be doing the Syracuse show. And I posed with her yesterday on Skype, and she was like, how are you doing, Mama Bear, da da da, and let me see that belly. And I was like, I don't want to show you. Like, now I have to look at your ass. Like, I don't want to do this. But she was like, I'm your hope, though. I was like, oh, my God, you are. Like,
yeah.
She has a 22-year-old.
Right.
And she is gorgeous. Like, we've built her glutes up, and I think most women think that they don't have that opportunity when they're older, but God, she's gorgeous. And she looks fantastic and full of energy, and yeah, she's going against the open.
Yeah.
I'm excited for her.
That is pretty cool. I got some private messages about me posting my pictures of my after body and my bikini.
Did you? Do tell. What are the private messages?
Well, obviously.
By the way, fantastic.
Well, thanks.
Like, Andrew and I, well, immediately Andrew was like, did you see Christy's post? I was like, I did. And he was like, she looks really good. And, like, you know, coming from
right.
Big guy.
He even wrote it in public.
He wrote it, too. And I love how he wrote it. He was like, considering all.
Right.
Like,
right.
You look pretty good. Like, he was really, like, proud of you. And he was like, considering everything, she just had a friggin' baby and you look great. So what comments did you get?
Well, people weren't going to say the mean things to me. So if anyone had anything mean to say, they didn't. The only mean-ish kind of thing was, let me back up. I got a lot of people that said congratulations on having the balls to do that. Like, so, and that's why I did it, to be honest. Like, my whole reason to do it was two reasons. One, so I had pictures for myself, so I could start tracking it. And two, so people could not, so I think if you almost like if you talk about it, it's not a big deal. So I posted it and it's not perfect and it's not where I was. So it's like the extreme, like, off season. So I did that because of that. Now, then the other thing, I actually talked to Heather Mowry about this, because she, had kids before, like, it was cool, and that's kind of a weird word to use, but cool to be in shape through your pregnancy and then to, like, rebound after your pregnancy to be back to be in shape. Or it wasn't as public. Like, when we first started doing shows, there was barely any IG. There was barely any posting it. So no one's tracking their progress on Instagram for their first couple shows or whatever, or very little. So I posted it for the reason of you can move forward, or you, like, the even if I was way over here at one point, I'm okay being here now, which is not the perfect or whatever. On the flip side of that, I also felt shitty in a way for posting it, because there's people in my actually on Facebook, my cousin commented on it. He was like, people would kill to be just there. I was like, listen, that's not the point. I'm not posting this to, one, make anyone who's not here feel bad. I'm not looking for someone to also tell me, like, oh, there you go, Christy, you can do it. Like, it's not like a poor me or look at me. It was just like, let's see how this goes. Let's watch something move forward. So I got a lot of those kind of different feedback. So good job. We can't wait to see you. Oh, look, you're a normal person. Oh, normal people would kill to be that. So it was interesting gift.
I love that you posted it though. And Andrew was like, well, now you have to. And I was like, I still have to do the milk money dance. Like, let me get the milk money dance first.
Right.
And then I'll get on it.
Oh, poor thing.
I feel like one of my younger clients asked me about, because she Googled me. P.S. Jennifer. Just don't. So
Everyone's on there on the treadmill right now being like,
Google.
Safari, like.
Not okay. So her friend was like, I've never met Danica. And Sam was like, oh, well, let me show you. And she like Googled Danica Johnson. Like, not okay. So she was like, does it feel weird to know that, like, because yes, there are a lot of like the photo shoot pictures, but there are a lot of competition pictures too. And she was like, how does it feel knowing that people know you in that light? And did you feel pressure going through pregnancy because that's how you are in Google? Like, when you aren't a mama bear in Google and you don't have a baby bump in Google. And she was like, yes, on Instagram and everything like that, people can watch, but I don't think I ever vocalized that, like that it there was so much there's a lot of pressure. And even though people like embraced it, and no matter what, I feel like just like you got a little bit of backlash, no matter what we do, I think that some are gonna hate, some are gonna love, some are gonna embrace, some are gonna support and motivate you. And at the end of like at the end of the day, like being 8 months pregnant now or wherever I'm at, I finally have realized not to give a flying fuck. Like that I'm just gonna do what I wanna do for my body. And if that means that I'm gonna post the picture and it's typically for my own progress and if you wanna embrace my journey with me, then fantastic. If you don't, then that's cool too. Like high five to you. I'm not asking you to. Like I'm not getting voted in for anything. So yeah.
And it is, I don't think we did talk about that. We have talked about the pressure of being lean in off season, but I don't think we did talk about the pressure of being fit in pregnancy.
Yeah, I feel like that was hard for me. I didn't, and I don't really think I even vocalized it to Matt either or really anybody, but because the pressure is there, whether like I can go about my day saying, no, it's not. Like, people just want me to be happy and healthy. Mm-hmm. But let's be honest, like, people are curious. Like, mm-hmm. people want to know. Like, people see me in a certain light and they wanted to know, like, I wonder how much weight she's gained. Mm-hmm. And so if people have noticed, I haven't posted my weight gain because there was one comment that was said and I was like, no, I'm done. Mm-hmm. Like, it's no one's business. It's my own business. And it doesn't tell you anything mm-hmm. about me. If I'm getting negative feedback on it, then, like, the people who care, I will tell. And maybe at the end I'll, like, talk about that. But then a lot of, you know, even I know that we told, and Heather probably won't mind me saying, but Heather was like, oh, you've been doing so well, and it's like a competition. And I was like, no, no, it's not. It's not. It's mm-hmm. not. Pregnancy is not a competition to see, like, who can go through it the fittest or mm-hmm. who can gain the less weight during pregnancy, like, right. or who can still lift the most. Like, everything is so different. And but whether I wanted pressure to be there or not, it was still there. Like, it was still around. Matt did a really good job, though. Like, Matt was like, I love your little baby belly and... Like, he always makes me feel good about no matter what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to prove it to myself, I think. To be honest, the diabetes kind of took control over everything. Mm-hmm. So, like, the aesthetics didn't. Like, once I recognized how important my diabetes was to keep control over, and maybe when people start, I think when people start to have a medical condition or when people start to have something, like, for instance, I mean, we could go back to me not getting my period and not mm-hmm. having hormones balanced, and you do a great job at that with, like, seeing it from a health standpoint and put your aesthetics aside. Mm-hmm. Like, if my health is not in check, then what the fuck am I doing? Mm-hmm. And aesthetics will come when you have your health. So if from all angles of everything. So in pregnancy, that was important for me to follow too. And baby is so important. And you've been there to help me through that. Like, there are certain things that you have said that I have, like, been like, I'm going to take that, keep it in my pocket.
There you go.
Like, keep it right carried here. Around with me.
Let it swirl around the head a little. Oh, Miss Mary, she makes me laugh. She makes everything a competition. It makes me laugh.
She, like, before I was even, I think at your shower, what was I, 20 weeks?
Yeah.
Jesus. I did not have a belly. Like,
right.
I thought I did. This belly now. Like, yeah. This me was like,
you've got a nice belly.
Right. So I think that she said something like, people can't wait to see what happens afterwards. And I was like, why? Like, no. And, but I mean, that's the nature of the beast. Right? Yeah,
I guess so. So I'm on the complete opposite page of that from both of it. And I think there's two reasons. One, well, with the pregnancy thing and posting the weights and stuff, one of the reasons why I didn't post my actual weight number and just what I increased on was, one, I didn't tell my actual number because people already get bitchy and everything. And I feel like people think I'm bragging, like that I was, you know, this many pounds up or that I was able right. to do this, and that's not my intention. So it's interesting right. to see how, like, on your side, you're feeling the pressure of that, and on my other side, I'm having the other effect that I feel. Like, people think I'm bragging
yeah.
about it, and you're, like, feeling like you're almost being judged.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm, yeah. like, maybe, and I don't have a high, like, confidence thing where I think everyone thinks I'm awesome. Like, I don't, that's not what, but I just feel like people are like, ugh, she's bragging again. Like, I'm like, no. So that's why I didn't put my actual, like, weight number two, because I'm a small, we're small people. So
yeah.
people get pissed that we're not, like, this huge number that they think. And I'm like, hi, I'm only 5'3". Like, I'm not a very big person.
Right.
So I didn't say the actual scale number, but I did say what I increased. And my weight increase was healthy. It was right in the middle yeah. of where it should have been. It was ended up being 32 pounds
yeah.
in between. So it wasn't nothing. It wasn't like that one, what's that one girl that was in Australia? Remember, did you see her?
Yeah.
So it wasn't her. Right. Whatever. What was her name again?
Right. I think it's Chantel.
Yeah. So I'm not here. I'm not way over, like, at 6 pounds that she gained her whole pregnancy. I don't know what it was. I'm just saying a number.
Yeah.
And that, but I'm also not where my mom was when she had my brother at 70 pounds.
Right.
So you can be in the middle, and that's kind of what I was went for. And I don't know why, but it might have gone along the same lines as us. I don't see myself, and we've talked about this before, as the model. So I don't feel that pressure to have to look model-esque. So I think that's what makes it easier for me, is that I'm just a normal person. I lift a little weights. I can be disciplined and get the shit done and step on stage in a bikini and have fun.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's why it made it easier, but I also did feel like people were like annoyed. That's why I only did it every 4 weeks too. So
I think I got one judgment and I was like, and I'm done. So I actually weigh myself at the doctor. I weigh myself backwards. I don't want to know.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, because I'm like, because another thing that I needed to start recognizing was that they're gonna weigh me every single week. Like, I go there every single week. And if something is wrong, my doctors are going to tell me.
Yeah.
And those are the people that I trust. Mm-hmm. So what is the significance of me knowing, like, a number mm-hmm. that is insignificant to me unless it is causing harm? Mm-hmm. So then they'll tell me.
Yeah, I agree. And,
yeah.
And if I think a lot of people that are females that are pregnant can do that. Like, if they have, especially if they've had past issues with weight in the scale.
Yeah.
I think
that's
a great way to go. Me, I was just like, oh, I wonder what I am. Like, with the doctor.
And I know I'm going to be curious at the end, though. Like,
it's interesting.
Yeah, like, I want to know. I like, can look at my body and know where I'm gaining. Like, I am, like, a torpedo watermelon shooting out of my backside and front side.
Yeah.
But my front is so large, like... I think it's just incredible. I'm going to do an update picture soon, probably this weekend, but oh my God, I am just this huge baby belly.
I loved it. If anyone has seen your pictures of you at your shower, it was so adorable. It's like the one with your sister touching your belly. I'm like, look at her belly. Like, it's such a good belly, like, in that dress that you were wearing too. I was like, look at it.
It's like, but I'm starting to feel like Mike Wachowski, is it?
Mike Wachowski.
Yes, from Monsters, Inc. Because I have the legs, like, my legs really I just have this huge ball.
Oh, Jesus.
So I have, like, these little tiny legs and then it's like big watermelon. My arms haven't changed. They literally look like a Monsters, Inc. character.
Oh my God, that's awesome. That could have been your Halloween costume. You just put an eyeball and just wear all green. That's one of the things we might be next year for Halloween for Belle. We'll make her Boo. I'll be Mike Wazowski and Mike can be Sully.
Oh, that is adorable. Yeah. Oh my God.
He's already trying to figure out what we're going to be next year. I was like... Look at me. It's been 5 weeks.
She didn't like her costume.
No, she hated the hair thing. She was fine. Aww. Like, she wore it all night. She wore the little onesie, but the legs and feet weren't fitting, and she did not like the head thing. She's just like screaming.
I cannot wait to meet her. I absolutely cannot wait.
Oh, it's a good time. She's actually a really good baby. First off, I don't think we were able to talk about this, but Andrew was super cute with her. He was like Big Guy was melting.
Big Guy is melting hardcore.
Yeah.
Big Guy is, I think that he puts on a front, but I think because he's been around us and, like, and been around, like, he's seen my whole entire pregnancy. Mm-hmm. So, initially, when I first got pregnant, he said, ew. And now, he'll be like, is she kicking? Or, like, he'll, like, rub my belly or want to see the whole belly. Or he told me yesterday when I told him I might go really early, he was like, okay, so I get back from Miami on Thanksgiving. if you could just wait until then and we'll come right to the hospital.
Oh.
And I was like, are you really saying this right now? Yeah. And I saw it. There's one picture. I don't know if people can see it, but of him just, she's holding his one finger.
Right.
Oh my God.
Yeah. He was really cool all day with her. He's like, you know, this almost makes me want to have kids. And I was like, yeah. Because he comes from a big family, and Rachel, his fiance, comes from a big family. So the beginning of the day, he's like, no, I don't think we want kids. And I was like, okay. And then towards the end, he's like, this could make me want to have kids. And I was like, oh, okay.
She was so good.
Yeah, she slept, pooped, and eat. That's all she did.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, so we did our updates. We did our predictions, kind of the worlds. We want to, we'll have an update. We can probably have an update after tomorrow. We both like to wish our clients, Julie and Anna, and then obviously Misty, good luck, and all the other people we know, good luck.
Yeah.
What else did we talk about? Shaming or not shaming.
Yeah, let people, I think I said this, like, don't, if you don't want to lose your life, the only thing that you should say to a pregnant woman is, you look beautiful, and how are you feeling?
Yeah.
And like, don't judge. Everything is different. Everybody's different. Stop with the judging.
Yeah.
You and I are very different with, really quick, this is completely different, but the world is not going to come to an end.
Right.
The United States is still going to be alive.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Everybody might know how to grab a pussy.
Yes.
And that's fine.
Hopefully well.
Hopefully well.
I don't care about that. I could care. I hope that he does it well. I just want to be able to have a pussy and be able to do what I want with it. That's all I care about.
I just want mine back. I want my old one back.
I have 1 week and we're going to find out if that thing's back.
Awesome.
Oh shit, that was a great way to end it. I don't know about that.
That's awesome. There's no better way to end that.
No.
What is your positive?
Oh jeez, my positive is I'm actually really excited to have nothing to do except for to hang out with her tonight. So yeah, I know it's cheesy, but I have just a couple little update things on the email. But my favorite thing to do is just lay with her on my chest and watch TV. Maybe I'll watch like a Christmas movie or something.
Oh, yeah.
But.
Oh, I love that.
And yours?
Mine is, so Matt has off on Sunday, but, which we're scheduling a whole entire day, like just us. And since yesterday's appointment, we have a lot of stuff that we need to just like make sure we have our ducks in a row. And yeah, I think my positive is that like, holy crap, like, possibly this month I'm going to have a child.
Yeah, or at least within a month of 4 weeks, it's probably going to
happen. Yeah, so I'm sure that will be my positive next week and next week.
I think I only had to say it, like, twice, and then she came, so don't worry.
Okay, good. So, yeah, one more time I can say it.
I was like, and I'm still pregnant. Check. Okay, good. Oh, never mind. I'm not.
Just kidding. We won't be meeting on Friday.
Right,
that's what you said to me.
Yeah. Awesome. All right. Well, if you guys want to, it was really, I don't know if anyone got anything out of this one. I think we did pretty decent, but anyway. just, you know, go grab a pussy well and have a good day.
Great. Do you grab a pussy well? Have a good day.
Excellent. You can reach us at championchat360@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram at championchat360. I hope you have a good day. We'll talk to you later. Bye.